Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Menaches, Perigud Aleph, Mishnah Tess. Shtei Halechem, Necholais Ein Pachis, Mishnahim Ula Yaiser Al Shloisha. Shtei Halechem that are brought on Shvois, obviously have to be baked. Baking is one of the Melachis that is also on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it's mutter to bake and to cook if it's Eichel Nefesh. Your mother bakes or cooks on Yom Tov, the Pasuk says, Acha Sheyei Yachel Echol Nefesh Ulevadei Yasa Lechem. But this Tana holds that the Shtei Lechem doesn't qualify for Eichel Nefesh. We'll soon explain why, Be'ez Hashem. And therefore, you can't bake it on Yom Tov. You eat it on Yom Tov, but you can't bake it on Yom Tov. It has to be baked Erev Yom Tov. Well, what about the baking of the Shtei Lechem or the Lechem upon him on Yom Tov? That's really the issue our Mishnah is going to be dealing with. Shtei Lechem Necholais Ein Paches Mishnayim. You're not going to eat the Shtei Lechem any less than either on the second day after it was baked, V'lo Yaisro HaShloisha never passed the third day that it was baked. In other words, never before the second day, never after the third day. Ketzad? How does this work? Explain it to me. When is it the second day? When is it the third day? Why is it never before the second day? Why never after the third day? Sagt the Mishnah, well, the Shtei Lechem is brought on Shavuos, right? Shavuos is a Yom Tov, and it's Yisrael one day. Now, Nefes me'erev Yom Tov, they're baked on Erev Yom Tov, because you can't bake it during Yom Tov. V'necholis b'Yom Tov, and you eat it on Yom Tov. So that's called l'shnayim, on the second day after you baked it. But, let's say, chal Yom Tov li'is achra Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov is on Sunday. So I have to bake the challahs Erev Shabbos, and therefore nechalis l'shloisha. They're eaten on the third day after you baked it. Let's talk about the lechem upon him. Lechem upon him, nechal, when could you eat it? How long after the baking? Ein paches meitisha. It'll never be less than at least 9 days from its baking. In other words, the earliest time you can eat it is the ninth day after the baking, on the ninth day. V'lo yoyser ala chadasar. Never after the 11th day from its baking. Ketzad, how does this work itself out? Well, generally speaking, Nefa, the lechem upon him is baked, b'erev Shabbos. The nechel b'Shabbos, and it's eaten not that Shabbos, we learned already, it has to be on the table for 7 days. Rather, it's eaten the next Shabbos. So let's count the days. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. The next Shabbos is the ninth day. So again, nefes b'erev Shabbos, it's baked in erev Shabbos. And the nechel b'Shabbos, it's eat the Shabbos afterwards. After that erev Shabbos, that's Letisha. That's the ninth day. Chal Yom Tov li'ayis erev Shabbos. Well, what if that erev Shabbos happens to be Yom Tov? And you can't bake the lechem upon him on Yom Tov, according to this Tana? So when is it baked? On Thursday. Can't bake it on Friday. The nechel, and it's eaten the next Shabbos. Not that Shabbos, not Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, but the Shabbos afterwards. That's Lasara, that's 10 days later. Should we count again? It's baked on Thursday, that's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. 10 days, the 10th day. Now, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, remember in Eretz Yisrael, regular Yom Tov is 1 day. But if you have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that fall out on Thursday and Friday, when do I bake the lechem upon him? I have to bake it Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is Wednesday that year. So the nechal, the lechem upon him, is only eaten le'achar asar, on the 11th day afterwards. Because now I can only bake it on Wednesday. Now, why can't I bake it on Shabbos? Why can't I bake it on Yom Tov? Because ve'ein d'doich lo'yis Shabbos or lo'yis Yom Tov. So Shabbos, I understand. You already explained it. It could be baked before, and so you can't do it on Shabbos. So why not on Yom Tov? And the answer is, this is not called Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is when your mother bakes the matzah balls for your soup. This is the Tzar Chavaya. This is for the Beis HaMikdash. But not everyone agrees. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Oymer Meshum, Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Shimon ben Gamliel says, in the name of Rav Shimon ben Haskan. What does that mean, ben Haskan, the son of the assistant? It means he was the son of Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKehanim, who's mentioned many times. Whenever we mention Rav Chanina's name, we say he was the Skan HaKehanim, the assistant to Kehanim. So this is his son, Shimon. He holds Doiches Yom Tov, that Eichel Nefesh does include what you bake in the Beis HaMikdash, what you bake for the Avodah. But the Eina Doiches Yom Tzai, but you can't bake it on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, you can't do Malacha, even if it's Eichel Nefesh. So if Yom Kippur fell Erev Shabbos, you can't bake the Lechem upon him, because it's not Doiche Yom Kippur. Then you would have to take a bake it on Thursday. But Yom Tov Erev Shabbos is not a problem, according to Rav Shimon ben Azgan, you would be allowed to bake it then. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Basically, the Tanakama holds neither the Shtei Lechem or the Lechem upon him could be baked on Yom Tiv. This is baking for the Beis HaMikdash. It's not called Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is for your Suda, for your personal enjoyment on Yom Tiv. So when it comes to the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, you have to bake it Erev Shavuos. When is it going to be eaten? Either on the second day or the third day afterwards. If Erev Shavuos is a weekday, so it's baked that day and eaten on the second day, the next day. If Erev Shavuos is Shabbos, it has to be baked on Friday. So you have Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday's Shavuos, so it's eaten on the third day. When it comes to the Lechem Aponim, so we have already learned that the Lechem Aponim was placed on the table Shabbos and had to be there till next Shabbos. You couldn't bake on a Shabbos, you had to bake it on Friday. So normally, it's baked on Friday, so you have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It's eaten on the ninth day afterwards. If, however, Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov, so it has to be baked on Thursday, so it's eaten on the tenth day. If the 2 days Rosh Hashanah that year are Thursday and Friday, you have to bake it on Wednesday. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So it's only eaten on the 11th day. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says in the name of Rav Shimon ben Azgan, that's Rav Shimon, the son of Rav Chanina Skana Kaihanim, his shita is you could bake it on Yom Tov. This falls under the category of Eichel Nefesh. So the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him could be baked on Yom Tov. Lita Gemara explains that according to this shita, cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos is also only midrabanan. So in this case, the Rabbanan didn't answer it. But the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Pi halacha, neither the Shtei Lechem or the Lechem upon him could be baked on Yom Tov. But where everybody would agree is, if Yom Kippur falls on Friday, so the Lechem upon him has to be baked on Thursday. So I was once learning this Mishnah with a boy, and he asked me a question. How come in regard to the Lechem upon him, we have a case of 2 days Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos, and therefore gets pushed off another day? How come in regard to the Shtei Lechem, we just have the case of Erev Yom Tov falling on Shabbos? Why don't we say over there, what if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? And what's the answer? Shtei Lechem was on Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah does not fall 2 days before Shavuos. Okay, you can go on to the next Mishnah, but if you want, the Batanura, you can listen to this Kasha. Ituyim Toivim of Rosh Hashanah fall out on Thursday, Friday. So you have to bake the Lechem upon him on Wednesday. And when is it eaten? Not that Shabbos, but the next Shabbos. So really, that's 12. Well, it's not 12. We counted Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It's 11. No, says the Batanura. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, when's Yom Kippur? Well, let's make a cheshbon. Yom Kippur is always the 10th day after Rosh Hashanah. Really? So if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, when's Yom Kippur? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Then Yom Kippur falls on the next Shabbos. So if Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday, Friday, freak the Batanura. What do you mean you eat it 11 days later? You can't eat it. The Shabbos after that Shabbos 11 days later, that Shabbos is Yom Kippur. And for the Batanura, you'll eat it Matzah Shabbos. But it's Matzah Shabbos already the next day. So it should be 12 days. No. Because by Kachim, the night goes after the day, by virtually all the Karbonis, it's the day and the night afterwards. So Memela, we still consider that day number 11 and not day number 12. Matzah Shabbos, in regard to Kachim, in regard to this, in the context of our Mishnah, is still called the 11th day, even though really, technically speaking, Matzah Shabbos would be day number 12.